I'm Julia Boorstin, and here's your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Meta's stock is surging on track for its best day in 10 years after the company pointed to signs of improvement for the business in its quarterly earnings report. Those signs included a reduced estimate for costs in 2023, a first quarter revenue forecast of as much as $28.5 billion, and daily active users hitting 2 billion. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company's management theme for 2023 is the year of efficiency as they focus on becoming a stronger, more nimble organization. Calls continue to grow from lawmakers to ban TikTok. In a letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook and Google CEO Sundar Pichai, Senator Michael Bennet argued for the Chinese-owned video platform to be barred from their app stores, citing national security concerns. He wrote the company would be required to hand over Americans' data to the Chinese government to assist in intelligence work or to manipulate the content Americans receive to advance China's interests. TikTok says the senator's letter relies on misleading reporting about TikTok and ignores their recent investments to provide additional assurances about data security. Congress has already passed a bill to ban the app from government devices. And layoffs continue in the tech sector with Okta and Pinterest paring down their workforces. Okta says it is cutting 5% of its staff after going on a hiring spree during the COVID-19 pandemic as demand for its identity verification software surged. Pinterest is laying off about 150 employees. That's less than 5% of its workforce. Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet have all announced job cuts in the thousands in recent weeks. That's all from the West Coast. See you back here tomorrow.